252 DR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. The FBI is working with the LAPD to determine if the shootings of two Jewish men leaving synagogues within a 24-hour period are hate crimes. President Biden addressing the nation, breaking nearly 2 weeks of silence on the Chinese spy balloon.
President Biden says only one of the four flying objects is tied to China. The rest are likely private research balloons, but that all threatened either U.S. aircraft or security.
But make no mistake, if any object presents a threat to the safety and security of the American people, I will take it down.
The president also restricting companies that do business with the Chinese army and says he plans to call that nation's president. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Pennsylvania Democratic Senator John Fetterman has checked into Walter Reed for clinical depression. He checked himself in Wednesday night, his office said in a statement. While John has experienced depression off and on throughout his life, it only became severe in recent weeks. This is ABC News. A major recall by Tesla. ABC News transportation correspondent Gio Benitez.
Tesla recalling more than 360,000 cars equipped with its full self-driving beta software over concerns the tech can increase the risk of a crash. That recall impacting certain Teslas made between 2016 and 2023, including popular Model S and Model X vehicles. Federal road safety regulator NHTSA saying the software allows a vehicle to exceed speed limits or travel through intersections in an unlawful or unpredictable manner.
Instead of physically recalling the vehicles, the company will push software updates to affected cars. Sky-high prices for everyday items like eggs and flour, but some products are defying inflation. Government data shows used cars cost about 10% less than they did a year ago. The price of bacon has dropped 4%. Some of the highest price drops have been for smartphones, TVs, virtual home assistants, and other electronics. Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Go by any construction site in Wisconsin, you're going to see a lot of Michael's trucks. Since 2014, they've had more than $1 billion worth of contracts with the state government.
A large part of those coming with Foxconn without any results in that area.
Do we want a governor who might be giving his brothers the contract? I think he needs to answer that before the election.
We'll just kick that one down the road. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But of course, Michael's corporation would get to build that said bridge.
Listen Monday through Friday from 2 to 3. It's Dueling Tangents.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a while, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll keep woke in the afternoon.
Once in a while, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Look through your children's eyes, and you'll see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. When they discover the forest, their imagination is inspired by the smell of pine, the crunch of leaves beneath their feet, the sound of birds calling out for attention. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating forest world. You are the hero in this book. This is a memory being made. This is what they will laugh about years from now. These are the roots, grounding and nourishing them.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Then look through your children's eyes and discover the magic all around you. That's discovertheforest.org, brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Morning, Mama. How you feeling?
Great, and I'm ready for you today.
I'm checking in on ya. Morning meditation?
Check.
Dressed and ready to work out?
Check.
Check your blood pressure yet?
And check.
Boom! Great job, Mom. And about those gold earrings?
No, ma'am.
Now more than ever, it's important that we protect our hearts and the hearts of those we love. Monitor your blood pressure daily and help each other stay motivated. Rally your squad to take the online pledge at releasethepressure.org. Brought to you by the Release the Pressure Coalition and the Ad Council.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny, when I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean, and there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Driving conservatives crazy since the day he was born. The Chris Hahn Show.
All right, I'm back. Hey guys, I got a podcast. It's called The Aggressive Progressive with Chris Hahn. It's available wherever you get your podcasts. iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, you name it, it's there. At Christopher Hahn on Twitter, Christopher Hahn NY on Instagram, and ChristopherHahn.com. If you want to find out where I'm going to be, check me out there. I'm not always on Fox now. I've been doing a lot of News Nation, which I really enjoy. So check me out on that and check me out on Twitter so you know when I'm coming on. Or Instagram. I flashed my tie on both of it, and that's how you know I'm coming up. Joining me now, one of my favorite guests. She always brings it. Jill Winebanks is, look, she's a political commentator. She's a legal scholar. She worked on the committee investigating Watergate, and you see her on MSNBC. Jill, how you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Well, thank you for taking the time tonight. I truly appreciate it. Always love having you on, getting your opinion on what's going on. So did you watch the State of the Union this week?
Of course I watched it.
And what'd you think?
Every part of it. I thought that the president, and I don't know if you know this, but I was a Biden delegate. I ran and was elected as a Biden delegate. And I did it because I felt that he was the person who could really win.
Right.
Obviously, I was correct. But I also think he's the person who can win again. Mm. And I think he was brilliant in what he did. He really had the right style of delivery. He had the right substance of delivery. And I just think he was pitch perfect on everything he said. And he showed his energy level and his, you know, everything else. So I like the issues he focused on, and I was very happy with him.
I got to tell you, I'm usually nervous when he goes off the cuff, but he was really good off the cuff and like responding to the Republican jeers that were happening, which I found, by the way, remarkably disrespectful of the president, the office of the presidency, the chamber, the whole traditions of this country. I'm sure you did as well.
Okay. Absolutely. I mean, it was, I think, in some ways expected, and yet it was so dramatically horrible. The visuals of it are so embarrassing.
Yeah.
I think even Kevin McCarthy, I think, was embarrassed by how his caucus behaved.
Like, wouldn't it be refreshing to us all if, like, he just said it? Like, yeah, I'm embarrassed by it. Like, I hate this whole, like, you know, Kevin McCarthy goes on TV the next day and he's like, oh, he goaded my members into doing that. Really? What are they, children? These are grown people.
Yeah. I would say that is a ridiculous statement. And he didn't. He said something that was true and that is provably true.
Right.
And so it's absurd that they would do what they did. And yet, unfortunately, in this environment, it's completely predictable that they would do that. There you have it.
Yeah, I always say that nothing drives a politician crazier than if you throw their words right back at them. right? I mean, that's what happened. That's how I got into my big fight with Giuliani on TV. I threw his words right back at him, and he called me a liar for saying something he just said literally minutes earlier. And in this case, you know, you got Mike Lee going on podcasts and radio shows, following up this whole experience, saying, oh, I can't believe he would say that about me and my caucus. We never proposed that. And then there's tape. Let's go to the videotape of Mike Lee saying we've got to tear Social Security out by the roots.
So what do you think they are thinking when they do that? They have to be smart enough to know that they were recorded saying those things and that they will be caught.
Right.
That you can play back their own words.
Right.
I don't know how they think they can get away with it. And yet, obviously, they do think they can because they keep on doing it.
I think they just rely, in my opinion, I think they just rely on the fact that people are so partisan today that they're playing to a certain base and that their partisanship in their areas, like in Utah, people are so Republican, they're not going to ever vote for a Democrat. Mike Lee doesn't have anything to worry about. He could say whatever he wants and even say he didn't say things that he actually said and that you can actually observe him saying.
Well, it is sort of true that these days, facts don't matter, and that people are willing to believe anything that they want to believe, even when shown the proof to the contrary. And it's only actually in a trial where I think even the most loyal Trump supporters, even the most rabid MAGA people say, well, I'm sworn as a juror to listen to the evidence and to make my decision based on the evidence. And you do have one example in the Manafort trial of a Trump juror who said, I love Trump. I believe everything he says. But in this case, I voted to convict Manafort on all counts because I was sworn to do it on the evidence
right.
of this courtroom.
Right.
And so there is hope. There is hope. And, you know, we do have today the breaking news is that Vice President Pence has been subpoenaed and that is, you know, that's big news. And we're, of course, hoping that he will tell the truth and, you know, that he won't claim he has no memory of probably the most critical day in his life.
Yeah.
But there could then be an indictment and there would be a trial. And then a jury would have to say, okay, Vice President Pence is testifying, saying that this is how endangered my life was by the president's words.
Right.
And I'm going to have to judge that on the evidence in this courtroom, not on the president's, the former president's words saying, oh, I didn't do anything.
I don't understand why Mike Pence would protect this guy at this point. I mean, he wants to run for president himself. He, you know, the man sent an army to kill him. Let's be clear. I mean, he did.
Yeah.
And why on earth would anybody protect somebody like that?
You know, you'd need a really good psychiatrist to try to figure that out. Political strategy-wise, is it that he so fears the power of Donald Trump that he feels he can never win if he angers the Trump supporters?
Right.
And so he's willing to give up. But, you know, it was his family was with him. They all could have been killed.
Yeah.
He was a target.
Yeah.
I mean, even if he didn't realize it at the time, which I'm sure he did, but and he must have realized because he's the one who said, I'm not getting in this car because I don't trust you.
Right.
So he knew that there was, you know, some risk that he would never be able to do his sworn duty in presiding over that count.
Right.
If he left the building. And so he knew. But even if he didn't, he has to have seen the videotapes since then.
Right.
That certainly shows people yelling, hang Mike Pence.
Right.
They built a scaffold to do that.
Right.
So I don't know how he could do that. I don't know what he's thinking or why he thinks that doing that actually helps him. It helps the president. It helps the former president get reelected.
I mean, I know there's a certain niceness from being in the Midwest, right? I mean, you live in the Midwest. I live on the coast.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't think you're that nice that somebody's going to try to kill you and you can just be nice to them, right? I don't think it extends to people who are trying to kill you.
Absolutely, yeah. Right. I don't think so. I mean, I it's hard to imagine how you would feel in the moment if someone threatened your life or the life of a loved one.
I think Mike Pence needs to come to reality that he's never going to be president, right? There is no Mike Pence lane in the Republican Party anymore. It's over for him. So now what he should probably do is determine if he's a patriot or just a political hack. And he should just come and step up, do the right thing by the country, put country first over his political career, over his reputation, over his speaking fees down the road. Put country first and do the right thing. Tell the right story.
It's not even just putting country first. Isn't it just he is a man supposedly of God?
Right.
Why isn't he paying attention to being honest? Isn't that one of the first things that religion teaches you is honesty and truth?
Yeah, there's a lot of things that Christianity teaches you that Republicans seem to forget, like, you know, helping those in need. Like, that's not a big priority for them right now.
Right. You have a very good point there, Chris.
So I don't believe that any of them are really Christians. I really don't. I mean, I grew up in the church. I'm not part of it really anymore. But, you know, it's not the Christ I knew. This heartless, you know, prosperity gospel that they all cling to. It's kind of ridiculous, but we've got more to talk about, Jill. So I'm going to take a quick break.
Okay.
I'm going to pay some bills and I'll be right back with Jill Weinbanks. Stick where you are. You're listening to The Chris Hahn Show.
Hey, it's me, your cell phone. We need to talk about something. Something serious. I know you love me. I know you like using me wherever you are. But I feel like this isn't working out when you're driving. I know you may think that it's possible to focus both on me and the road. But I just don't feel the same way. I think we should spend time away from each other when you're driving. It's for the best.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance. Say hi, guys. When I adopted them, I discovered that they both have incredible personalities. Chance's sole purpose in life is to love and to be loved. Frankie is a little bit of a scoundrel and always entertaining. They're a little bit of a lot of things, but they're all pure love. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
Have you ever seen a painting you love? Like a beautiful landscape with majestic snow-capped mountains, deep green pine trees surrounding a tall rock ledge, with a waterfall falling into a deep blue lake? I always wished I could paint scenes like that, but I had no talent and couldn't even draw a stick figure. But my life changed when I learned a simple 400-year-old technique from the old masters. In no time at all, I was doing beautiful paintings, thanks to PaintByNote.com.
Hi, my name is Eric Rhodes, inventor of the Paint by Note system. I had no talent, yet today my paintings are selling in art galleries. With my Paint by Note method, I can teach anyone to paint. I've taught thousands, and I can teach you too. I guarantee it. Soon, you'll be impressing your friends with your beautiful paintings. I'd like to give you a free lesson to prove it. No credit card required. Just go to PaintByNote.com. Like a music note, paint by note. For your free lesson, go to paintbynote.com.
Ty Christian from Lords of the Trident. Can you say Max Inc. Radio rocks? Jimmy K is awesome in Japanese?
Sure. Let's see. How do I say rocks? Let me see. Sugoi! Max Inc. Radio sugoi datta omoimasu. I just said you're great, you know.
Thank you. You're great too. Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We are local music.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
J.R. Radcliffe is coming back to the show. The timeline of Brett Favre's involvement in a welfare scam in Mississippi.
Brett Favre's camp has denied all wrongdoing. Like, he really feels like he did nothing wrong. So I guess he's a little burned by that.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
It's 4 a.m. and you're sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. If you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows dip down to around 11 overnight under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the north, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Highs level off around 26. Tomorrow, bright sunshine. Lows level off around 20. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. Turning much warmer Saturday and Sunday with highs from the upper 30s to the low 40s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 21.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
The Chris Hahn Show.
All right. I'm back. Hey, download my podcast. It's called The Aggressive Progressive with Chris Hahn, available on Pandora, iHeartRadio, or wherever you get your podcasts. And of course, listen to the Daily Rant now. I'm on 5 days a week, 12 noon on most of these stations. And if I'm not on your station, tell them to get rid of Bill O'Reilly and bring in Chris Hahn. I'm taking that slot. It's 15 minutes. You can handle a different point of view for 15 minutes a day. So check it out, The Daily Rant, every day, Monday through Friday, on most of these stations. I'm back with Jill Winebanks. Jill, I am like befuddled that the College Board would capitulate to a guy like Ron DeSantis on their AP African American Studies thing. I mean, clearly it was a political stunt for this guy to like try to gain some traction nationally. And the College Board should be above that, don't you think?
One is because the position that they are now in is wrong morally and substantively, but also because I have to think, and in addition to my legal career, I've had a corporate career. So I can do this as a corporate officer, they're going to lose money on this because if what is needed is a course that will prepare someone to get credit in college, which is what AP courses do, it's going to have to be something that sells in every single state.
Right.
And it's not going to sell in every single state if you leave out critical elements of what is involved in teaching African-American studies. And it's something that, and I don't think this is just for people of color.
No.
I certainly, if I had the choice, I would take that as an interesting history course. I don't know the history because I grew up in an era where that certainly wasn't taught. It wasn't part of my curriculum. And it's definitely an important part of the curriculum. And the things that were omitted, which you know that the College Board is saying, oh, we didn't do it because of that.
Right.
But there's now revealed letters in exchange between the board and DeSantis that
right.
Certainly I would draw the conclusion that it absolutely was because of the correspondence with Florida that they changed the curriculum. And it seems to me that they are just wrong to have done that.
I mean, this is what drives me crazy about this. The College Board, which also does the SATs, right? They are the right. gatekeeper for so many Americans to entry into college. They are not supposed to be subject. They should not be allowing really base politics is what this was, right? Base politics, a politician doing what politicians do to influence their decision. You know, and Ron DeSantis is a despicable human being in the way he's running that state and, you know, his anti-woke act. I guess it's, you know, free speech in Florida unless you disagree with Ron DeSantis is really what it is. I mean, ask Disney World. It's a travesty to me. And I would think that somebody at the College Board should be removed from this. And I think we should reconsider. I think every university in the country should reconsider the weight they pay to the College Board. And maybe the College Board is not the right, you know, the right group to be managing advanced placement.
Very possibly. They're going to have a lot of explaining to do. Unfortunately, of course, the House certainly isn't going to investigate it. Will the Senate? Maybe. Will some, you know, is there a crime involved? Maybe. I haven't thought about what possible crime it would be for them to have caved on the curriculum. And I mean, I think all of the things that were in the original curriculum are really important aspects for people to understand.
Right.
But, you know, I totally don't get this fear of teaching children. And we're not teaching people to hate themselves. We're teaching them to understand what the past was so that it isn't prologue to the future.
Right.
So that we can change things. And so if you don't understand what really happened and if you, you know, sugarcoat it and you fake it, how are you going to ever make progress? I live in Evanston, and we have voted to pay reparations in our town.
Huh.
So I mean, we're a very progressive town.
Right.
It, you know, anybody's looking for a very progressive, terrific place to live, Evanston is your answer. And I think it's just, of course, it's wrong. There's nothing that you can say. I cannot make an argument, even playing devil's advocate, that would say they were right to cut this out. There is nothing harmful in educating high school students at an appropriate level,
right,
with what the past was, so that they understand where we are and what can be done to correct it.
And he's obsessed with anything that has anything to do with homosexuality. You know, he's obsessed with it as if like some kid reading that there were African Americans involved with the gay liberation movement in this country would turn somebody gay. I know Ron DeSantis went to Harvard and he knows how people become gay. I'm pretty sure he knows that they're born that way. But he's playing to this base. And the fact that the, you know, the College Board would take that part of the curriculum out and replace it with black conservatism, which I don't even know what it is, frankly. I know there's Tim Scott, and I think that's it, right? So I don't understand what that is.
Well, you know, what would helpful would have been if he had had this course, maybe he wouldn't feel that way.
Yeah.
All of the Trump base that he is pandering to had this course, maybe they would understand in a way that they don't currently.
Yeah.
Education is key to changing things. Education and exposure. I mean, it's not just education. If you went to an all-white school and never met someone who was a person of color, then you might fear the unknown.
Right.
But if you went to school with someone and got to know that person, it changes your whole perspective, and we'd have a much better world.
Absolutely.
In a truly integrated society.
Absolutely. All right, Jill, I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to come back. We're going to talk about the ERA. We're going to talk about the Supreme Court. We're going to talk about a lot of things. So stay where you are. I got Jill Weinbanks here. You are listening to The Chris Hahn Show. And eventually this bumper will start. And I'll be right back.
To some people, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much. But that's not necessarily true. By 6 months, they're combining vowels and consonants. By 9 months, they're trying out different kinds of sounds.
And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on some meaning. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Early screening and intervention can make a lifetime of difference and unlock a world of possibilities. Take the first step at autismspeaks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. The FBI is working with the LAPD to determine if the shootings of two Jewish men leaving synagogues within a 24-hour period are hate crimes. President Biden addressing the nation, breaking nearly 2 weeks of silence on the Chinese spy balloon.
President Biden says only one of the four flying objects is tied to China. The rest are likely private research balloons, but that all threatened either U.S. aircraft or security.
But make no mistake, if any object presents a threat to the safety and security of the American people, I will take it down.
The president also restricting companies that do business with the Chinese army and says he plans to call that nation's president. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Pennsylvania Democratic Senator John Fetterman has checked into Walter Reed for clinical depression. He checked himself in Wednesday night, his office said in a statement. While John has experienced depression off and on throughout his life, it only became severe in recent weeks. This is ABC News.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
The Republican Party on a national level, how many years did they investigate Hillary and Bill? They're still going to that.
They're still looking for her emails, right? But they don't look in the Trump septic tank for half the top secret classified documents that he was flushing during his term. When one party doesn't care about governing, just don't allow anything to happen when the Democrats are in charge, and then they think the American people are going to get boonswoggled and vote Republican again.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they're not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Crute.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with a Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
I grew up hearing that women are bad with money, but I pay bills and take care of my family, so I'm pretty good with money. And now I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. Jumpstart your retirement savings at WeSaySaveIt.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Chris Hahn Show.
Wow.
problem with having bumpers with songs you love is that you just want to listen to them. Like, I just want to listen to this song. But I'm back. It's Chris Hahn. I've got a great guest, Jill Weinbanks. Hang out. I'm going to be back with her in a second. Don't forget to download the podcast. It's called The Aggressive Progressive with Chris Hahn. It's available wherever you get your podcasts. And follow me on Twitter, at Christopher Hahn on Twitter, Christopher Hahn NY on Instagram, and ChristopherHahn.com. So I'm back with Jill Weinbanks. Jill, I mean, it's been 50 years since the introduction of the ERA, and it's starting to make a little bit of a comeback. And I know that as a young lawyer, you were involved with this. We've had a conversation about this, I think, over the years. And I'd love to get, you know, your take on where we are now and where it's going.
Well, this was actually originally proposed over 100 years ago.
Wow.
But it passed Congress in 1972, so it's more than 50 years now. And it's 3 years since the 38th state ratified it. And when 38 states ratify an amendment, it is passed. It is adopted.
Right.
And all that needs to happen, once that happens, under the terms of the Equal Rights Amendment, which is just a few words that says, basically, there will be no discrimination because of the gender of a person, so that women, for the very first time, would be included in the Constitution, which otherwise refers only to men.
Right.
So, and basically, white men is what we're talking about.
Yeah, white male and property owners.
Right. And in the language of the ERA, as passed, it says that it will become, its consequences will be effective 2 years after the 38th state vote.
Right.
That was a year ago, 1 year ago.
Right.
And yet isn't being implemented. And in my opinion, there's only two things that could make that happen. One is the president tells the archivist, the National Archives Association, and says, publish it as the 28th Amendment, and that's the end of it.
Right.
Or he tells his attorney general, start enforcing it, because under its terms, it needs nothing further. And the arguments against it are that there was a time limit set, but the time limit was in a preface. It wasn't in the amendment that states voted on.
Right.
And therefore, it is not a binding and effective thing. And the other is that a couple of states have said, oh, we made a mistake. We shouldn't have done it. We want to rescind our ratification. That is clear law. You
right.
cannot rescind your ratification. Once it's passed, it's passed.
And the Constitution so itself makes no mention of a time limit for passing
No, good heavens, no. The 27th Amendment took 202 years to pass.
Wow.
Okay, so... you know, this is a little over the time limit that Congress suggested, but it doesn't need any congressional action. President Biden said in his State of the Union, which we were just talking about,
yep.
that if there is a national ban passed, which there won't be because the Senate will not pass it, but if there's a national ban on abortions passed, I will veto it.
Right.
Well, he doesn't have to veto it. All he has to do is start enforcing the Equal Rights Amendment, because under the Equal Rights Amendment, it could not happen.
So tell me that. Explain to me why that is.
Why it is.
Yeah. Why would like the Equal Rights Amendment, out basically make it harder for Republicans to ban abortion nationally?
Because that would be taking away a right based on gender. Only women can have an abortion.
Ah.
And I know there's this debate now about whether you say people with a uterus to be all inclusive. And I'm happy with that language. I'm happy with saying women. But if someone is a person with a uterus who has become a trans man, they can have a baby. And so they should be included in this. And, it's also RFRA, the Religious Freedom and Restoration Act, also could be used to reinstate abortion, because I am Jewish and you are taking away my right, because under my religion, there is no life until the first arm comes out of the birth canal.
Mm.
And so saying that I cannot have an abortion prior to that is denying me my religious freedom. So this act that was meant to give special rights to Christians is now depriving me of my rights.
Right. Well, let me ask you this question, though. Let me ask this question about that. Where is that written? Is that in the Bible? The first arm?
It, you know, I have to say, I don't know. I know this from my work in the area of choice.
Right.
That this is what rabbis say, that is the Talmudic interpretation.
Huh.
When life begins. Life begins. And I will get you an answer to that.
I would love to know, because if that's in the Bible, we have a whole nother debate to have here, because
okay,
it's the same Bible. Last I checked, first of all, I'm half, you know, half Catholic, half Jewish. So last I checked, it was the same Bible, only there's a New Testament as well. Right. It's like an extra couple chapters in the soft cover, right. You know?
Well, it's definitely not in that part of the Bible. It's definitely in the old one, but it could also be, remember, we have all these Talmudic scholars who do additional research and,
yep,
you know, writings, and it could be in that it's interpreted as this is what, but for hundreds of years, this is what Jews have accepted as when life begins. It is
right.
Not at conception. It is not at 6 months. It is not at 4 months. It's not at nine. It's during the process of birth is when life begins.
Who would be the ultimate arbiter about?
And actually, don't we actually all think of that as, otherwise, wouldn't you be 9 months old when you're born?
Yeah, exactly. I'd be 9 months old.
Birthday would be the day of conception.
Right.
So
I'd be older than I am, and I don't want to be any older than I am. I mean, I want to get older. I just don't want to, you know, telling people I'm older. I mean, I'm in show business, right, Jill. I have to, you know.
I get it.
I'm about to start lying about my age. I haven't lied about my age yet, but I'm thinking about it. I think it's time. I've hit an age, I think, where it's time.
My mother used to say she was older than she was when she went to the doctor, so that he would think she was in great shape for her age.
Yeah, I tell everybody I'm 95, and they go, wow, you look great.
Yeah, right. So, yeah, right.
So,
exactly.
So, it very interesting stuff. Who would be the ultimate arbiter about whether the ERA is a part of our Constitution? Would it be the Supreme Court? Oh, did I lose her? I think I might have lost Jill. Well, if I get her back, I will figure it out. I think we lost her. I think we lost Jill for a minute. I wonder who the ultimate arbiter was. I would imagine the ultimate arbiter of the ERA would be the United States Supreme Court. And I don't know if that's a good thing. I think it's a bad thing. And, you know, who knows? I mean, there's a preamble to the amendment that said it should be passed within 2 years. I think that's not part of the actual law. And I think what was circulated to the states is what governs. And I think we have a 28th Amendment to our United States Constitution right now. And I think it's time for us to figure that out and make that happen. And I think President Biden should be doing that right now. I think he should tell the archivist to include that in the United States Constitution and make it part of the law of the land. Look, we all come from women. Many of us are married to women. Or are women ourselves, daughters, all this. Look, to me, it is ultimately important that women are treated equally. It's important that all people, in my opinion, are treated equally. And our Constitution was not written in that way. So having an ERA, having an Equal Rights Amendment is something that I think we should all strive for and hope actually happens. It is, it's sad to me that there are people trying to block it and states trying to say that they were not part of it. Yeah, that's her. Okay, I got Jill back. I was vamping on the ERA.
I heard you. I could hear you the whole time.
Oh, weird.
Then I finally realized, well, I'll just hang up and call back. Here I am. You were absolutely saying all the right things. I totally approve of everything you said.
Good. I just hope it's not this crazy Supreme Court that gets to be the judge, you know?
That's a risk to the world on multiple issues. I'd say Moore v. Harper is the most immediate case that's about to be decided.
Could
end democracy.
Yeah.
So you got a lot to worry about with the Supreme Court.
Let me ask you about that. You know, I only have about 2 minutes left with you, but let me ask you about Moore v. Harper quickly. I talked to Ellie Mistal about it a couple weeks ago. And it is one of those cases that, you know, terrifies a lot of people because it basically allows the legislature to overrule the will of the people.
Yes.
Do you think
that's a very good summary of it?
Do you think it has any, do you think it's going to pass? Do you think that the Supreme Court is going to go, you know, going to say this is okay? That this, what do they call it? The independent legislative legislature theory?
Which is
it's a crackpot theory.
It is a crackpot theory, and I believe that it won't be upheld, but then I also couldn't believe that they would do what they did in Dobbs.
Right.
And so I can't say for sure at a time when the respect for the Supreme Court is at an all-time low, and well-deservedly so. I can't say what will happen.
I think it's a violation of the Establishment Clause of the United States Constitution that guarantees a Republican form of government, small all Republican form of government. And a Republican form of government requires checks and balances with a court and with an executive and a legislative branch all checking each other. And if the legislative branch can't be checked by the court or the executive, then we don't have a Republican form of government. We have a parliamentary system, which is not what we have here. So I don't know. I mean, that's just me.
No, I think you're right. I think you're right.
So I'm hoping that I'm right. Well, Jill, I'm glad you got back on the phone so I could say goodbye to you and tell you how much we love you in this country. And we love you coming on the Chris Hahn Show. And I always appreciate the time you give me. And everybody should follow you on Twitter. You're at Jill Winebanks on Twitter.
Exactly.
And your podcast is called Sisters-in-Law and Generation. Wait.
No, it's hashtag Sisters-in-Law. And hashtag is part of the name.
Yep.
And iGen Politics. It used to be intergenerational politics. It's now iGen Politics because we're hipper.
iGen is a much hipper name, and you're a hip person, Jill. Exactly. I really appreciate you joining me. Thank you, and come back again soon.
Chicago.
I will. All right, America, stick around. More to come. You're listening to The Chris Hahn Show, and I'll be right back.
Have you ever dreamt of having a podcast made about your family? Now, you can do just that with Family Sounds. Our team of professional radio and podcast producers will create audio documentaries about your family members and real-life heroes. To learn more about Family Sounds and receive a special discount, visit www.family-sounds.com. Family Sounds, your memories in a podcast.
Hi, I'm Amine. Sometimes starting a conversation with a friend about mental health can feel awkward, but your support can make a huge difference. You know your friends best, so if you feel like something's wrong, trust your instinct and reach out. Learn how to start the conversation at seizetheawkward.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Have you ever seen a painting you love? Like a beautiful landscape with majestic snow-capped mountains, deep green pine trees surrounding a tall rock ledge, with a waterfall falling into a deep blue lake? I always wished I could paint scenes like that, but I had no talent and couldn't even draw a stick figure. But my life changed when I learned a simple 400-year-old technique from the old masters. In no time at all, I was doing beautiful paintings, thanks to PaintByNote.com.
Hi, my name is Eric Rhodes, inventor of the Paint by Note system. I had no talent, yet today my paintings are selling in art galleries. With my Paint by Note method, I can teach anyone to paint. I've taught thousands, and I can teach you too. I guarantee it. Soon, you'll be impressing your friends with your beautiful paintings. I'd like to give you a free lesson to prove it. No credit card required. Just go to PaintByNote.com. Like a music note, paint by note. For your free lesson, go to paintbynote.com.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on Oshkosh Air Support WISS and the Talk of Green Bay WGBW. Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on Oshkosh Air Support WISS and the Talk of Green Bay WGBW.
Only life had a remote control. You could pause or rewind. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the 1-minute risk test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows around 11 overnight under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the north, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Highs level off around 26. Tomorrow, ample sunshine expected. Mainly clear. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 20. Much warmer Saturday and Sunday with highs from the upper 30s to the low 40s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 21.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Ignore everything else you heard today and listen up. The Chris Hahn Show is on the air.
All right, I'm back. Hope you enjoyed that interview with Joe Weinbanks. If you missed any part of it, it's in the Aggressive Progressive Podcast right now. Check it out wherever you get your podcasts. Follow me on Twitter, at Christopher Hahn on Twitter, Christopher Hahn NY on Instagram, and ChristopherHahn.com. Check out the Daily Rant Mondays through Fridays on most of these stations. If you don't get it, call the station. Call them. Call them every day and say, where is Chris Hahn's Daily Rant? I want it. All right, so I'm back. Let's talk about... I mean, it's kind of hard to go from that to talking about drug cartels and how bad they are and whether we should call them terrorists or not. America, we call too many things terrorists. Now, it doesn't mean that these people aren't bad criminals that need to be hunted down and captured. I agree they should be. But once you start calling something a terrorist, then it qualifies under our use of force provisions that were passed in 2001. That probably should be rescinded at this point, right? Because Congress should be involved when we enter war zones and become, you know, entrenched in a war. I think Congress needs to be part of that decision. And by calling them a terrorist, we're basically now saying the military can go into Mexico, Mexico. You can go into Mexico and start shooting, which I don't really think is a good idea. I'm just saying. I think that we need bilateral cooperation to take down these drug cartels. I think they are evil. I think they are causing mayhem. I think they are killing people. But when you call something a terrorist, it has a completely different connotation. Terrorism implies a political motivation, right? Like Osama bin Laden wanted to take down the United States. He wanted to free Palestine. He had a bunch of political demands, and he was using terror to try to get the United States to leave the Middle East, right? And he had the absolute opposite reaction. The United States was in the Middle East for 20 more years after that. What is the political motivation of the cartels? I don't think making money is a political motivation, right? Scaring off other gangs, not a political motivation. So yes, evil, using terrorist tactics for sure, guilty of a lot of things, need to be hunted down and stopped without a doubt, but they are a crime family. They are organized crime. We never called the mafia a terrorist organization because they weren't trying to overthrow the government. You know, they were trying to make money.
And that's what's happening here. And I'm not saying that that is good, how they do it. I'm not saying fentanyl is a good thing. Fentanyl is a horrible thing. It's killing people every day in the United States of America and around the world. And the drug trade needs to be stopped. We got to do more in this country to get people to stop taking drugs. I think that's part of the problem. My brother died because of drug use. I'm well aware of it. Well aware of it as a problem. So don't write me and tell me I'm, oh, you're not. No, trust me. I want to take them down at the, I want to pull them out from the roots. But I think calling them a terrorist organization is a cop out. We need to do the tough work. We need to do the tough work right now. We need to work with our ally in Mexico and our allies elsewhere in Central America. And we need to systematically eliminate these cartels and their products. We need to work with them and we need to do it. And we also need to root out the Americans on this side of the border who are aiding and abetting in that drug trade. But just calling them a name, oh, we call them terrorists. Oh my God, they're a terrorist organization. Now we can just bomb them. Well, you know what? If we coordinate with Mexico, we can bomb them anyway. Why don't we just do that? Why can't we work that out? What does Mexico need for us to be able to do that? So I think that's the key here, America. Let's find a productive way to work across the border with the Mexican government and take down these cartels. They need to go. They need to go. They need to be ripped out from the root. Drug use is a scourge on this country. People are dropping dead every day. Fentanyl that is being added to drugs, it's killing people. Heroin was killing people even before that. Cocaine was killing people even before that. But now it's a bigger problem. We just can't, we're not going to win this war on drugs by just calling them terrorists, as some people in Congress are hoping we do now. But we do need to get tougher on these groups. And the Mexican government needs to join us in that fight. They need to allow us to utilize the resources we have to combat this scourge. And when they do it, we'll win the war on drugs, hopefully. All right. I think we've all had enough for one evening. So I want to remind you now, as I always do, to seek the truth. Question everything and everyone, America, even me. Seek the truth. I know it's out there, and I know you'll find it if you look for it. And I'll be back here again next week to tell you the truth as I see it. I'm Chris Hahn. Thanks for listening, America. We can scare away the dark. Wish our weekdays away, spend our weekends in bed. We drink ourselves stupid and work ourselves dead, and all just because that's what mom and dad said we should do. We should run through the forests, we should swim in the streams. Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. The radio show your mother warned you about. Actual tyranny of a dictator. Dictator's gonna dictate Putin. And what did Trump do? Trump kneeled to the man. Embarrassing Republicans. And you're still with the guy? This is your front runner in 2024? Are you even smoking some of Mike Lindell's crack? What are you thinking? They're the GCCCP. We are the devil's advocates. Live weekday afternoons from 3 to 6. I love this song. I love nachos. Loving everything? You might be buzzed. You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out. If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.